Greetings from Pastor Henry. This is the fifth midweek memo for our GPC family, and quite frankly, I hope it's one of the last. I do look forward to resuming our corporate times of worship and fellowship. I trust everyone is doing fine and would again remind you to contact the church if there is something you need help with. If you have access to a Bible, we'll be looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 3 today. The title of the memo today is Sovereign Seasons. I'm going to guess and say that most of all of you that are listening have at some time in your lives played the board game Monopoly. Every time you go around the board and pass the square on the board marked Go, you collect $200 from the banker. Did you ever wonder why the amount was set at $200? Or did you ever play a game and maybe one of your co-players complained that $200 wasn't a fair amount to get when passing Go? That sounds kind of a bit ridiculous to think about, doesn't it? The truth is, a player receives $200 because that is the amount set by the creator of the game. Well, how often have you heard someone say in this life that something isn't fair? Or maybe a variation of that is, if God is supposed to be good, then why does he allow, and you fill in the blank. In fact, some folks may be saying that about this current pandemic. Why is this happening? Can't God stop it? Today I want to listen to what one of the wisest men who ever lived has to say about life. That man, of course, is Solomon. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. This is perhaps the most famous section of the book. It was popularized by the 1965 number one pop song by a group called The Byrds. The song was titled Turn, 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 and in it, the first eight verses of Ecclesiastes 3 are put to music almost verbatim. Let's read those verses. Ecclesiastes 3, starting in verse 1. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. A time to give birth and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to shun embracing. A time to search and a time to give up as lost. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear apart and a time to sew together. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war in a time for peace. The God we serve is a sovereign God, and he is sovereign in one main area from the text we're looking at today in Ecclesiastes 3. God is sovereign over balanced events in life. He is sovereign over birth and death. I think I read that a birth is occurring every 3 seconds, and that someone dies every 8 seconds. God is the giver of life, and all of us know that our days are numbered. I know many of you have lost loved ones, and perhaps they died unexpectedly, or at a relatively young age. Some of you may have lost children. It is heartbreaking. I was on the other end of that situation. My mother died when I was 6 months old. Does that mean that God is not fair? Does that mean he somehow doesn't care about me? Or he would never have let that happen. You know, mankind has tried to interfere with birth and death. There have been approximately 58 million abortions since the Roe v. Wade decision. Mothers have chosen to take a life before a birth could even occur. How tragic. Nations have tried to limit themselves to zero growth, meaning no more than 2 children per household. Some countries are pushing toward euthanasia, again leaving it up to governments or medical professionals to decide who lives and dies. God is also sovereign over planting and uprooting. The seasons are set by God. After Noah came off the ark in Genesis chapter 8, he made sacrifices to God. God promised that he would not destroy everything, every living thing as he had done. And then God says this in the last verse of the chapter. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. God is sovereign over seed time and harvest, the planting and uprooting, if you will. God is sovereign over killing and healing. Here Solomon is not talking about murder. This is a different Hebrew word used for killing. He has in view, it seems, things like capital punishment. When should a person receive death as opposed to rehabilitation? When should a country seek retribution against another or resort to negotiations? God is sovereign over tearing down or building up. This can mean buildings or countries or lives. God is sovereign over weeping and laughing. There are instances in life like illness, which would cause weeping, or weddings, which would cause laughing, that elicit these responses. God is sovereign over mourning and dancing. Again, the response to tragic and joyous events. God is sovereign over a time to get rid of stones that may be a hindrance and a time to gather stones that may be needed to construct something. God is sovereign over the time to embrace and the time not to embrace. Here the writer probably has the idea of offering an embrace as a greeting. Sometimes we should offer a welcoming embrace, and sometimes we shouldn't. God is sovereign over searching. Sometimes we need to keep looking for what we are searching for, but sometimes it's time to call off the search. God is sovereign over possessions. We can't keep everything. There is a time to purge away things. God is sovereign over tearing apart and sewing together. Here the author uses the analogy of sewing. Garments wear out over time. Some may be worth mending while others may be torn apart and perhaps used for rags or for some other purpose. God is sovereign over times of silence and times of speaking. There are times when it may be best for us to hold our tongues and times when we need to speak up. God is sovereign over loving and hating. We definitely need to love what God loves and hate what God hates. After all, our goal is to be more Christ-like. Finally, God is sovereign over times for war and for peace. There are times when wars are fought and times when wars are avoided. Solomon uses the word time 30 times in the first 8 verses of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. When he says in verse 1 that there is an appointed time for everything and a time for every event under heaven, he is acknowledging that someone is appointing the times and the events. That someone is God. I call those balance events in life because they do balance each other. There has been no extended period of time in human history when these events listed in these verses ceased to occur. Now, what if there wasn't a balance in these events? Say, for example, there were only births and no deaths, or only deaths and no births. What if there was only killing and no healing, or only harvesting and no planting? How would you like everyone speaking and nobody keeping silent, or everybody keeping silent and nobody speaking? There has to be a balance in life, and our God is wise enough to be sovereign over all of these things for our own good. So when something happens to us, what will our reaction be? God's not fair. If God's supposed to be a loving God, then why did he allow this to happen? Well, can we come to this conclusion? God is sovereign. The sooner we realize and acknowledge this fact, the better off we will be. Listen to what Job said regarding God after he had lost everything. quote, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. Of course, that's Job speaking to God in Job 42:2. God can do everything, and there's no purpose of his that can be withheld. He is a sovereign God. God is at work in this world doing what he has planned. We need to acknowledge that. Just like when we play Monopoly, we pass go, and we collect $200. Well, the creator of the universe has deemed what is going to happen here. And the fact that he loves us and has made plans for our well-being through the death, burial, and resurrection of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, gives us an even greater appreciation for what he is doing in this world. We should all be thankful that God is sovereign over balanced events in life. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.